It's the hour of Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Huang Shen. You are a guy. You should never cry. At least that's what we're supposed to think. Well, it is time to throw that way of thinking out with the garbage, because seeing a guy cry in public is like seeing a white tiger in the wild. Rare and beautiful. Women may cry more often than men, but here's why dudes should sob uncontrollably, like a child who just dropped its ice cream with pride and not shame.
Oh, but the ice cream is so good. Oh, God.
No, I mean, until recently, many cultures believed that tears were a sign of manliness. The world history and literature are filled with male leaders who cried publicly. Tears meant that a man lived by a code of values and cared enough to show his emotions when things went wrong. Medieval warriors, Japanese samurai, cried during times of epic tragedy. Even Abraham Lincoln was known to strategically use a tear once or twice during a speech, so people were like, hey, that guy's crying. He must be very honest. Mm-hmm. And then you get the name Honest Abe Lincoln, these kind of things. Yeah, he had that name. Mm. Yeah, yeah, I ain't lying. Mm. Don't make me cry. I'll cry. and then you'll see how manly I am.
Oh,
no,
God.
It's, you know, nowadays, even though a Penn State study found that participants considered a man's tears to be a sign of honesty, while women's tears, you're not going to like this, were seen to be emotional weakness, right? So this is, we'll talk about that study here as we continue. But I do want to say that I could see a couple sides to this. I think when a guy cries, he can do it, you know, if it's like wailing, like, I think that if a guy does that, then I definitely feel, you know, that's not going to be seen as okay by other men. Like, I feel like that's a sign of weakness. But, you know, if you see a guy holding back tears, but then one sneaks down his eye, you know, this kind of thing, and you're like, oh, God, he's such a man. He's crying without even crying, you know? That might be seen as the honesty that maybe Abraham Lincoln used during a speech. But I want to get your guys' thoughts. You know, they're saying it's good for health, can relieve stress. What do you think? Is crying an okay thing?
Well, is crying an okay thing for guys, Huang Shen?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, well, you are a Chris Wu fan. And before the show, she was saying, like, I went to this Chris Wu concert, and then he started crying.
Ooh,
and
really?
And he's like, and then I started crying. Yeah. And the girl next to me started crying.
Together, yeah. So I have a question for Ryan. So when was your last time cry, and for what?
You know, I don't even remember. But definitely, it's, you know, okay, so my father taught me throughout, every guy wants to cry. We're no different from, I think, our female counterparts.
Really?
No, because, I mean, yeah, we feel intense sadness. We want to express it the same way you guys do. Mm-hmm. I think we just have had fathers that said, hey, stop crying.
Oh.
It's not going to make anything better. So get up, dust yourself off, and keep going. You got to be strong, you know? And so I think this kind of feeling, at least that was maybe how it happened to me, you know, is something would happen. You fell off your skateboard and bruised up your leg. You run to your dad and you say, dad, dad. And he's like, hey, you know, maybe he fixes you up. He's like, hey, stop crying. It's okay. You're going to be all right. You know, just, you're going to be okay.
Yeah, that's all very tough talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and right
but,
now.
But maybe as, okay, so with ladies, did that ever happen to you? Did someone say, hey, stop crying. You got to be tough. You know, maybe that doesn't happen as much with ladies. And that's why maybe ladies seem to cry more often. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think
maybe
so.
Chris Wu cries a lot too. I don't know.
But I think it's not a guilt or something for girls to cry. And also, I think like crying is not always a bad thing, because now recently I remember in the social media a series of pictures like showing the man crying after they saw their newborn babies have become a hot topic on the social media. So maybe sometimes cry can like show the sign of joy.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. But I think it's showing that something got to you, something affected to you. And I think a lot of men want to be statues. They don't want people to know their problems. They don't want to have any, they want to have this poker face going on. You know, I think that's the mentality of a man too. Because I think many men compete with other men. And so in which case there's this kind of like tendency to don't show weakness, because if you do, then the guy's already won half the fight or something like that. Not necessarily fighting in conventional terms.
Emotional win.
But just kind of like, yeah, an emotional win. Like, this guy saw that part of you that you didn't want him to see. Mm-hmm. So I think guys try to avoid that. But keep in mind, actually crying can be good for relieving stress. It can do things like, if you're expressing anger a lot, maybe you have a lot of angry tendencies of yelling and stuff. Crying can help with that. It can show a softer side of you.
Yes.
It can do a lot of things. So, and it can be a sign of joy too. So in which case, you know, if you are crying because of intense joy, like you just saw your kid come into this world, how great is that?
Yeah.
You should not feel ashamed to cry because that is a beautiful moment.
Yes, I think there are circumstances that is perfectly okay for a big guy or a small one, you know.
A guy, okay?
Yeah, all right. I'm not saying that word for guys. Yes, yeah. So it's all right for you guys to cry. But if you're crying over your team in a football match that's lost, I'm kind of judging you a little bit. But if it's for, like, stress, or I can totally understand that. And also, remember that guy in the previous topic? He should have just cried.
Well, you know, there's this part of the survey that I would like to get your guys' opinion on, and that is that tears with women are seen in a different way, emotional weakness. What are your thoughts on that, quickly?
I think it's kind of unfair.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Why?
I think it's hugely unfair because crying seems to be a penalty that is laid on women when guys are just being so soft and being seen as being humane and easy to approach. So that's sexist according to genders.
Oh, yeah. I think, like, it reminds me of the song by Annie Lau, like,
So it's not a crime for guys to cry. Yeah. And yes, as a benevolent and generous female, I like to say that to all of our male listeners and to Ryan here as well. Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're ever so welcome. And should we end the show in tears? Happy tears?
let's just save that, okay?
All right. Yes, and that's it for today's roundtable. Thank you so much for your company. Bye-bye, everybody.